We're doing brachos daftesam in days. We're holding about six lines from the bottom. Nechdi, three words into the line. Let's analyze this. Hi, yul raton. We discussed that at the end of davening, we say, yul raton imreifim, may the words of my mouth find favor before Hashem. So mashma levasof, it seems like something you could say at the end of prayer, but umashma mikara, it also has a connotation which could be introductory. May the words I'm about to say find favor before the Creator. So umashma, it also seems to be meikara debina lemima, that we should say it at the beginning before we start praying. Why did the rabbis institute it specifically after the Shmone Esrei Lemu Meikara? Why didn't the rabbis institute that we say it from the beginning, at the onset, the beginning of Shmone Esrei? Amar v'yudu b'reid Rav Shimon ben Pazi, hoil v'lo amro David el alachar yudchet parshiyot, being that David didn't say it until after 18 parshas, chapters of praise in Tehillim, lefichach tekinu rabbanan lachar yudchet parshiyot. That's why the rabbis instituted it. This Yiyul Ratzon after 18 blessings. The Gemara says, wait a second, Hani Yutchet Yutet Havyan. What do you mean it's 18? It's after 19 chapters that David says Yiyul Ratzon. Answers the Gemara, Ashraish Vilama Rag Shugoim, Chada Parshahi, and we already saw this answer. The Gemara says the first two chapters of Tehillim are really one chapter. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, for Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said the following. David HaMelech said 103 parshios before he said Alleluka, and he only said it after he saw the wicked, when he saw their downfall, only then could he say Alleluka, give praise to Yud K. Why? Ki Yod al Keis Ka. Right? So long as there's a hand on Keis Ka, so Hashem's throne isn't whole. How are you going to give praise? So the whole praise, there's a hand on the throne of Yud Kei. Hashem's name is Yud Kei. Yud Kei represents Hashem's name where the Rasham had a handle on it. So until he reached 103 parshios, and he didn't say Hallelujah, praise the name Yud Kei, until he saw the wicked's downfall, then he could sing the praise. Shenemaz, the verse says, only when he says, sin, iniquity will be banished from earth, and the wicked are no longer found, bless my soul to Hashem, Alleluka. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what do you mean? That Alleluka, that verse appears, Hani Kuf Gimel Kuf Tali Davian, that appears after 104 chapters. What do you mean after 103? But that's the, you see from here, that these two chapters are really one. Chapter 1 and 2 we consider as chapter 1. And that's how you end up with all of them being 103 instead of 104. We didn't just pull this out of a hat. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani taught us in the name of Yonasan. Any parsha that David liked, he began with the same word that he ended. Patach b'ashrei, he begins dealing with ashrei, as it says, dichtiv, ashrei aish. V'siyem b'ashrei, dichtiv, ashrei kol choseivo. And he concluded the parsha with ashrei, because it says, ashrei kol choseivo. Now that ashrei kol choseivo is at the end of the second chapter. So you see, we consider chapter 1 and 2 as one long chapter. So that's how you end up with those 19 being 18, really, because 1 and 2 equal 1. And that's how you end up with 104 being 103, because, again, chapter 1 and 2 equal 1. Says the Gemara, Hani b'yoni d'abu b'shevutid Rav Meir. You had these bums, these ruffians in Rabbi Meir's town, v'avu kamtau le'tuva, and they used to bug him a lot. Rabbi Meir davened they should drop dead. Amra le Bruya debitu. So his wife Bruya said to him, "My dad Ham shum dechtiv itam chatim in haaretz." What are you praying about them because of the verse we just quoted that David HaMelech asked that sin be banished from the earth? Miktiv chotim. Does the verse say sinners will be banished from earth? Chatayim ktiv. The verse says the sin will be banished from earth. Ve'od, and not only that. Shvei lesevi dekra. Go look at the end of the pasuk. Ursheim odenam. And then there'll be no more wicked. Just because the sinners are gone, there'll be no more wicked. Sin is chet, could be ben adam namakom. Resha is ben adam lachaviro. So who told you just because he stops sinning to God means he'll stop sinning to men? How do you do your math? That pasuk doesn't work if that's pshat. But rather, if you daven, they should be chozer b'tshuva. If they be chozer b'tshuva, they build places like Machon Meir, Esha Torah, or Sameach. Then you have a whole movement of chazor b'tshuva, or shem odinam, and then there'll be no more wicked. You think I'm joking. I'm not joking. Because otherwise, what's pshat in the Gemara? I didn't just say that. Meaning, what was her taina? What was she saying when she said, if there'll be no more sinners, then why will there be any more wicked? But if there'll be no more sin, then there won't be wicked. Why does one make more sense than the other? So that's what I'm saying. If the idea is that there'll be a movement of chazara b'tshuva, if the idea is pray for the sin to stop, then why is that better than praying for the sinners to drop dead? Why is that more of a reason of shem odinam?
It's better, because then you have more good people.
Okay.
So if you have two good people and one bad, and one bad, if you kill him, you have only two good people. If you convert him, you have three good people. Three is better than two.
Okay. I hear your logic. I hear what you're saying. Fine. I hear your pshat. Say there. I don't know. Maybe your pshat's better than mine.
What's the difference?
What?
What does she say? What does she say exactly?
I gave my pshat. You don't like it. I accept your pshat. I'm saying that her claim was that if there's a movement of chazarat b'tshuva, then you could reach a point of oshem odeinam. You're saying a different logic. I hear your logic. Maybe your tshuva is better than mine.
There's a prophecy in Le'etzara.
What? Okay.
There's a prophecy in the Chumash that anticipates the Baal tshuva phenomenon. I forget where it is, but it says the sons will lead their fathers back to Torah observance. If we didn't have so many unobservant sinful Jews, how could we...
Okay.
they're really being Mr. Nefesh, being by sinning, is that what you're saying?
Well, no, they're the only temporarily. They temporarily then they
Okay, so Rashi says, Yitamu chataim min haaretz, like Ari pointed out, that the whole Yetzer Hara began. Yitamu chataim, chet means missing, chet literally means to miss. The word chet is referred to the people who used to shoot with a slingshot from a distance. They'd hit a hair, and they wouldn't miss. So the Pasuk says, v'lo yachtin, they wouldn't miss. So the term chet really means to miss. So yitamu chataim, let the cause for missing, meaning the Yetzer Hara, be banished from the earth, u'shem odinam, and then there'll be no more wicked. Barach me'eloyo, he listened to his wife, that's a sign of a great person. If she's right, she's right. So he listens to her, he prays for them to do tshuva, v'adu b'tshuva, and really, he was successful, they were chozer b'tshuva. So even though every person has their own b'chira chofshit, we could daven for people to do a good choice in their b'chira chofshit, just as we daven for ourselves every day. Shetatzileni mi'yetzer hara, we ask Hashem, give me the strength to stand up to that guy.